Our first reading today from the book of Acts is a very significant and very important reading. At least if you go to daily mass at all, we've heard this story half a dozen times. The controversy in the early church. So from the very beginning, there was controversy in the church. Amen? It's never been a smooth sail. And so the controversy, of course, was that, well, what about these Gentile who want to become, follow Christ? Do they have to fulfill all the requirements of the Mosaic law? And there were some who said this and were priests, and it created great confusion. So what do? They sent Barnabas and Paul to Jerusalem to the apostles that were there and the elders of the church for them to take up the issue, to decide what was right. And so they debated the issues, and then they made their decision. But it's interesting, when they sent this letter to the Gentiles, what did they say? They said, the Holy Spirit and we have decided that this is the way it should be. So we have here an example of the belief of the church from the very earliest times. I mean, this was written probably within, 40, 50 year B.C. But from the very beginning, the church had this awareness that the church was being guided by the Holy Spirit. And so we see how important this awareness is throughout the history of the church. Whenever the whole church gathers, it wasn't a very big group back then, but now we have the ecumenical councils, we have the different councils, the Nicaea Council, that have given us the creed that we say at Mass, the Apostles' Creed. All of this flows from that guidance of the Holy Spirit. Second Vatican II, again, guided by the Holy Spirit. And this is so important, this issue, whatever issues. And, here we have the first example, if you will, of synods. The synod, all the church gathering together to discuss a problem and come to a resolution. Does that sound familiar? If you've been paying attention the last 2 years, we've had two synods on the family and in the modern world, which is a real issue today, a real concern. And now the Holy Father, like the early church, sent a letter to all the Gentile Christians. The Holy Father has sent a letter to us. The joy of love. A beautiful, beautiful letter on marriage and on love and relationships and family. I really encourage everyone to take time to read it. It's a lengthy letter, but it has so much beautiful theology in it about marriage and family and love and sexuality. And it's accessible on the internet. It's good if you can go out and buy a copy, but you can if you have the internet. How many people? Almost everybody has access to the internet. You don't? Well, we'll get you a copy. Not everybody. But the point is that there's so much in it for us. Now, in this letter, the Holy Father, was great concern during the synod. Well, what is we're going to change the teaching of the church? Is things going to be different than they were before, and what we believe about marriage and its permanence and sacredness and all of these things? And the Holy Father, in this apostolic exhortation, it's not a de fide pronouncement, but it has strong weight because it comes from the Synod and from the Holy Father. But he affirms very clearly and positively the traditional teaching of the church about the permanence of marriage, about the role of marriage in procreation, but in also in family life, and the way that we are should relate to one another. But he says, he goes, you know, that's interesting. What the church has to do, as it began 2,000 years ago with this issue of the Gentiles, is we have to adapt to the presence. Any organism, any living organism, and it is a living organization, must adapt to its environment or it will die. And the church has adapted. The church is much different in its appearance, not in its beliefs, today than it was 2,000 years ago, because the church has continually been challenged to adapt to the circumstances of the presence. And so we see that the Holy Father, his teaching on this issue is that not everyone is able or has been able to live the ideal of what marriage is, and that fallen short of the ideal. And so we have a lot of broken marriages, we have a lot of second marriages, we have a lot of circumstances that are tragic, but the Holy Father's approach is that we must be compassionate and treat each case, each situation individually and differently, and how to respond. His whole focus is how do we include our brothers and sisters who have fallen short of the ideal. And we're all sinners, so none of us can claim any high ground in this regard. But how do we respond? And the Holy Father says, with compassion and mercy, he reminds us that we're a field hospital. And the Holy Father and the church, certainly in the first century, was concerned not with excluding people because they didn't observe the Mosaic Law, but rather how do we include, how do we bring everyone into the church. Everyone is not going to be Catholic. The Holy Father, his whole pontificate, I think if you've watched him, is about reaching out, reaching beyond the barriers, focusing on what separates us, but rather focusing on what we share in common. And that's so beautiful. No matter who he's talking to, if you ever paid much attention to his writings, or you know, he always has very positive things to say about whomever he is viewing, whoever he's an audience has audience with him. He focuses on what unites us, and we see great progress being made in reunification of the church. The scandal of the division within the church, which has unfortunately been part of the history, because somebody can't have subscribed to everything we subscribe to, we've excluded them. And the Holy Father is saying, no, we're all, and people have said, you've said, well, it's all the same God. We all love God. And it's not a matter that it doesn't matter what religion we are, because our Catholic religion is so rich in tradition and resources and the sacraments and the Eucharist and all of these things. But everybody may not be able to grasp the gift that we have. But that doesn't mean that we have to exclude them from our relationship. We're all children of God. And the Holy Father is emphasizing that, and he's emphasizing it especially in our approach to the situation within the church regarding marriage and people married a second time and the difficulties that presents. And so what does this say for us? Well, what is our attitude? How do I respond to those who are different from myself, who believe different things than I do? You know, it's nice if you, as I say, if everybody believed the same, but I've also heard the expression that if everybody thinks alike, nobody thinks very much. And that's sometimes a problem, I think, for us as Catholics. We've kind of grown up in a ghetto of Catholicism. That's the way it used to be when I was growing up. But now, when we experience others, other good people who believe differently than we do, how do we respond? How open are we to share our faith and to hear and share in the faith experience of others? And so let us be challenged by the Holy Father. Get a hold of the apostolic exhortation, the joy of love, and just spend time with it and be enriched by hearing again the rich theology of the church, of marriage and sexuality and family, and let it influence us in our openness to one another.